Japan Makes Me Scared, a podcast to the chilling realm of Japanese horror stories. My name is Junpei, and I will invite you to the mysterious world of Kaiden, exploring spine-tingling experiences that have haunted Japan. Konbanwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Japan Makes Me Scared. I'm Junpei, your host, and I'm going to share various horror, scary stories of Kaiden in this podcast. By the way, you guys have any unusual habits? To give you my case, when I go to the toilet at home and I flush at the toilet after I've done my business, I immediately open the toilet door before the water flow is finished. I don't remember exactly when I started this, but I do remember why. It was because I really thought that if I didn't open the door before the toilet finished flushing, I would go to another world. I also remember the image of how to get to the other world, like somehow, only the toilet goes up to another level, like an elevator, and when I open the door, it looks the same, but totally different world. It might just sound like a funny story, but the truth is, even now, when I flush the toilet, I open the door right away, out of habit. For some reason, it doesn't bother me when I'm not at home, like when I'm out and use public toilets or at other people's houses. But this routine is somehow triggered when I'm at home. Well, I haven't been particularly disadvantaged in any way by this habit, but I've never told this to my wife or any other family members, so maybe one day they treat me like a weirdo when they hear this episode. Anyway, today's story is about a Japanese urban legend in which somebody may have gone into another world or something. Let's move on to the storytelling part. Episode 15, Kisaragi Station.
]気のせいかもしれませんが、よろしいですか?
Maybe it's just my imagination, but can I share it with you guys? That's how it started on the thread on 2chan, the Japanese message board website. It was already late at night, around 15 past 11pm, one cold winter day in 2004. From here, I will share the story, including actual messages posted on 2chan thread. So this user, Hasumi, presumably a young woman, continued, I have just boarded on the train for some time, but things are not right. I always use this train to go to work, but it hasn't stopped at any station for about 20 minutes since a while ago. The train usually stops after 5 minutes, or at most 7 or 8 minutes, but it hasn't now. There are 5 passengers on the car around me, but they're all sleeping. Some users immediately reacted to the messages. They said like, maybe you took the wrong train, didn't you? It's not a rapid train instead of a local one. And others also suggested, you can try going to the car at the end. There should be a train conductor. Hasumi followed this advice, but there were rather blindfolds on the windows, so I couldn't see the conductor or the driver. I also tried knocking on the door to the conductor room, but there was no answer. In the meantime, the train seemed to have gone through a tunnel, and arrive at some station. However, Hasumi claimed that there wasn't usually a tunnel on that line. She also revealed that the station she got on the train was Shin Hamamatsu Station, which is located in Shizuoka Prefecture in Japan. She continued, "I'm stopping at Kisaragi Station now. I've never heard of or seen the station before." She was unsure whether to get off the train, but eventually did. The train still stopped at the station, but there was nobody around it. It appeared to be an unmanned station. At the same time, a user searched for Kisaragi Station on the internet and wrote a message. "It's weird, but Kisaragi Station doesn't appear in the search. What does it mean?" Kisaragi Station was not only found on Shizuoka train map, but also not on any map in the country. Hasumi was checking to see if there was a timetable for the train, but couldn't find it. While at it, the train had also left. She said, "I leave the station and try to find a taxi." Soon after, there was just nothing around the station, not even a taxi. She continued, "I called home and asked them to come and pick me up, but my parents also don't know where Kisaragi Station is. They agreed to pick me up after looking it up on the map, but I'm kind of scared." Users on 2chan were getting worried about her too. They commented like, "What happened to the others on the train? Are you the only one who got off?" "I also looked it up, but there's no station called Kisaragi. Can confirm that you haven't mistaken the station's name." But Hasumi replied, "Nobody got off the train, so I'm alone now. And it was definitely Kisaragi Station. It was a mistake." She also added that she did not see the name of the next or previous station on the panel with the station name, which would normally be written on it. As confusion gradually spread, one user calmly posted, "Maybe you can walk back on the trucks." Hasumi replied, "Oh, that's right. I was panicking and didn't think of it at all, but I will walk around the trucks and wait for a call from my parents then." As she started to walk away, one user asked, "What are the surroundings of the station like? You said there's nothing, but I thought that since it's a train station, there should be some houses around at least." But Hasumi said, "There's really nothing nearby. You can just see meadows and mountains. But I think I could get home if I follow the railway line, so I try my best." About 10 minutes later, she posted, "My father called me and told me to call the police because they also couldn't find Kisaragi Station in the end. So I'm going to call 110 now and ask for help." But soon after, "I called the police and tried my best to explain the situation, but they didn't take it seriously and probably thought it was a prank call or something." Some users suggested that she return to the station and wait until the first train arrives in the morning. But she just replied, "I hear sound like a drum in the distance, and a bell-like sound mixed with it. I don't know what to do anymore. You may think I'm lying, but I'm too scared to look behind me. I'm gonna go back to the station, but I can't turn around." To that, other users said, "Run, don't turn around. Don't head for the station again. At any rate, run to the tunnel. It shouldn't be that far right now." Then Hasumi said, "Someone was calling me behind me, like, 'Hey, it's dangerous to walk on the trucks.' so I thought it was station staff and turned around. But there was an old man standing about 10 meters away with only one leg, and he just disappeared. I'm too scared to move anymore. The sound of the drum is getting a bit closer now. I'm bleeding from the wounds, and I've got a heel broken. I don't want to die yet. I called home, but my father said he'd call the police. But the sound is getting closer and closer. Then other users replied, "You should go through the tunnel. As soon as you're through it, call the police and get protection. You should check the name of the tunnel before you go into it. A public tunnel usually has a name written somewhere around the entrance. That way, if you call the police again, they will know where you are." After a while, Hesumi posted, "I've managed to make it to the front of the tunnel, and the name of the tunnel is Isenuki. The sound is getting closer, so I'm gonna try to be brave and go through the tunnel. I will post again when I'm safely out of the tunnel then." A few minutes later, "I'm out of the tunnel now, and there's someone standing ahead. It seems like I was right to do as you advised. Thank you very much. My face is so soggy with tears, so I hope he doesn't mistake me for a ghost." Hesumi seemed kind of relieved, but other users got a little suspicious about the person standing there. "Someone is standing just next to the tunnel at this late hour of the night? That's so weird." However, in contrast to such concerns, Hesumi continued to post, "I'm sorry for worrying you. He was kind enough to give me a lift to the nearby station. I heard that there is a kind of business hotel there. Thank you very much for your support too." Users replied, "Are you sure he's being nice? What's he doing near the trucks at this hour? I hope he wasn't doing crazy things, like disposing of a corpse or something." "Get out of the car, Hesumi." But Hesumi finally seemed to have gone into a car and said, "We've been heading further and further towards the mountains since a few minutes ago. I don't think there's a very good place to leave a car. And he stopped talking to me at all. My phone's battery is running out. I'm thinking of running away when there's a chance. You know, he's acting weird. Like, just started muttering to himself. This will be my last post in case of emergency." After this post, users were waiting for Hesumi, but she didn't come back to the thread again. Oshimai, thank you very much for listening to the story. How did you find it? This story has so many mysteries, so let me dive into some of them. So, beginning of the beginning, what could be Kisaragi Station? You know, what could be the cause, or why is it not found on any map? There are actually two strong theories that I've got here. First theory is Kamikakushi. Kamikakushi is a Japanese word that refers to the phenomenon where a person mysteriously disappears, seemingly taken away by supernatural entities such as ghosts, spirits, or demons. This concept has been depicted in various forms of Japanese culture, including films, anime, and manga. For example, the famous Ghibli film, Spirited Away, the Japanese title of the film is Sen to Chihiro no Kamikakushi. It is the very story of a girl who got stuck in a different world by Kamikakushi. So, when you think about Kisaragi Station story, it could be Kamikakushi as well. Also, as you can feel a bit of malicious intention from the story, Hisumi might have been taken away from some evil spirits or something. Another theory is that Kisaragi Station may exist in a parallel world. Remember that Hisumi called her parents in the story, and it worked. So it seemed that there was a small connection between the world of Kisaragi Station and the original world. However, there is the fact that the station does not exist on the map in the original world, and there were some things that were not seen in her daily routine, like the existence of Isenuki Tunnel. This could indicate that she is wandering into a completely different world in the parallel dimension. Anyway, not all mysteries have been solved until now. But I will share some additional info here, which might be clues to back up the theory that I mentioned before. As the Kisaragi Station became more and more popular, people also shared other similar mysterious station experiences around the internet. For example, one guy shared his experience going on a train and arrived at Kisaragi Station. But the difference is, he got on a train in Fukuoka, while Hisumi in the original story took a train in Shizuoka. Fukuoka and Shizuoka are like 900 kilometers away from each other, so if Kisaragi Station exists in real life, it doesn't make sense. Then, it is more reasonable to think that Kisaragi Station is in a different world or dimension, and the way to get there can be not only one, but several. This guy also shared when he arrived at his version of Kisaragi Station, there was a nameplate that says the previous stop was Yami Station, and the next stop was called Katesu Station. And both of them were, after all, not found on any map in Japan as well. By the way, you got the word Ikei or Isekei, which means a world in different dimensions in Japanese. And a series of these mysterious stations are now widely known as Ikei stations. Actually, apart from Yami and Katesu stations, there are some other stories shared on the internet, like Hitsuka Station in Tokyo, and Tsutaka Station in Kyoto, and a lot more. I'm not going to talk about each of those stories this time, but maybe more and more Ikei stations, including Kisaragi Station, will be found in the future. And some of these stories will be connected, and the truth will come out someday, hopefully. Anyway, do you have any theories on these stories as well? I've got a Discord channel where anybody can join and share thoughts and theories. Of course, I'll be there as well. I'm gonna leave the link in the description, so please join and enjoy the interaction if you would. This podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, is available on almost all popular podcast platforms like Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or Amazon Music. Also, if you push the follow button on the app of your choice. First of all, for me, it'd be a huge support and motivation. And for you, you will not miss notifications for future episodes. So please consider following my podcast as well. Alright, we're getting close to the end. So let me say one thing. Arigatou gozaimasu again for listening to my podcast, Japan Makes Me Scared, and sayonara for more children for you next time. Bye!